This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Protection of the First Amendment, that is what the Tea Party community does. TeaPartyCommunity.org. People ask me this. We've been strategizing on how to get people to come over from Facebook to Tea Party Community, which is a social media site for conservatives, but it's a social media site for everybody. I encourage leftists to come over and join the same way that conservatives are currently on the left, the not even left-leaning, the very leftist Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. The only difference is conservatives will be safe at TeaPartyCommunity.org. Leftists are safe as well. You probably, won't find it as enriching as Facebook, where people just agree with you wholeheartedly because they're idiots. But come over. We're not discriminatory. We want you there. We want your views. We want you to be able to debate what it is you think is right versus wrong, because we want to hear you out, unlike leftists. They do not want to hear us out. In fact, they want to shut us down. That is their goal. They're good at achieving it. They do it every day on every social media platform. You will hear somebody got kicked off because you violated our terms and conditions. What? Terms and conditions of being open for debate, of calling somebody out? Debate is good for the soul. Debate is freedom. When you lose your freedom, you can no longer debate. Go talk to me about when Barack Obama was elected president. Could you debate against the left and tell them all the reasons why you thought he was would make a bad president? No. They would shut you down. They called you idiots. They wanted you arrested. They did. How many friends did you lose during that era? Like, I'm not going to rehash it, but I want to remind you of how bad it was, how much you couldn't say anything over that 8-year period, certainly the first 4 years. You could get beat up don't think I'm kidding you. Don't think I'm kidding you. You could get beaten up if you said you didn't like Barack Obama. I said it, and people didn't bother me for the right reasons, because I was very adamant that I would absolutely give you a whooping like you wouldn't believe. But I watched people just get shut down during that era. When you were for Trump in 2016, how much debate did you have with people? Very little. I'm going to answer for you. You kept to yourselves, you kept your mouths shut, and you just said, I'll get them at the polls. Well, congratulations, we did. But now you've won. Are you still having those moments where you just shut your mouth? People,
I don't like Donald Trump.
We won. And many of you still do it. You're afraid to debate. Your friends are still calling you out on your own social media platform, your little patch of earth in internet, the internet sphere, and you won't even protect your own turf. They come over, you start a topic, a friend comes in and goes,
well, I didn't realize you were for Donald Trump.
And you get,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to offend you, college friend of 20 years or 30 years or 40 years.
Screw you, friend of 30, 40, 50 years. I don't need you. You don't come to my turf and tell me how to think or act. What would you do if somebody did that in your home? Would you be all, well, Susan, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this would be our friendship. I had a lady tell me, I don't know that I want to lose my friend from college. We were best friends in college. No, you weren't. You thought you were. And you had a period where you went through this great thing together. But that's the end. It's over. That person is challenging your ideology, and you want to hold on to the memories, the good memories. Oh, we used to party together and throw up at the frat house or the sorority house. Good for you. But those days have ended, friend. It's now time for you to protect your turf. Put on some big boy pants or some panties and get out there and fight. What the heck are you doing?
I don't want to debate. I don't want to get into these discussions or whatever.
Then you're a loser. Yeah, Kevin Jackson called you a loser. Because let me tell you something. You don't come to my page and tell me how to behave. You don't come to my house and tell me how to act. And here's the bigger thing. You don't predict You don't set the future for what's going to happen to my kids without me saying and doing something that I, if I believe that what you're doing is wrong, you're not going to set the future for my kids and grandkids and whatever else. You won't be a part of it. Not going to happen. Debate. It's so much better than denial. Why is it that people are afraid to debate? Why is it that you're afraid to protect your views, to put out there your views? That is your First Amendment right. That is the reason why God gave you a mouth. And let me tell you something. In case you didn't realize it, the very first thing you do in this world is you open your mouth and you start a ruckus. Somebody slaps you on your butt and you're like, "Rah!" And that should be you now. You've gone from starting a ruckus from the very beginning of your life to shutting up. Do you really believe that's the evolution of man? Is you begin by saying, "I need my milk. I need mama." To going, "Well, I guess I'm self-sufficient and I don't need anyone." No. You open your mouth because that's the way you communicate. And the only thing that you get better at is you don't whine and about everything. And you say, "Hey, listen, you were talking about this the other day, and I don't agree with you. Why is it so difficult?" I told you guys, when people asked me to write my first book, it was like, "Kevin, how are you so strong in your convictions?" And I go, isn't everybody? You're so strong in your convictions, you let everybody walk over them. That's what you do. Don't get mad at me for telling you the truth about yourselves. See, you're not walking over my convictions. I think what I think, it comes from a place of logic and reason. It's not a passion thing for me. It's logic and reason. And you're not going to change my mind because I've already baked it. You know, what more can I tell you about immigration or tax policy or whatever that I haven't demonstrated to you works? If it was a lie, you don't have to believe it, but it works. Democrats tell you things that don't work, and you don't want to debate them. "Well, you know, Kevin, you can't get through to them." Yeah, you can. You know how you get through to people? You let them know you're not going to back me down. That's the first step. I tell people all the time, "Do you think you're going to change my mind about tax policy or immigration or Muslims or how I feel about this, them blowing people up or whatever? You must be out of your ever-loving mind." And they look like, and I go, "It ain't going to happen. You want to debate it, I'll change your mind because you are an idiot." That's what I say. Now, I'm not saying go the Kevin Jackson route, but find your own path. We're going to talk about debate today. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about debate. And a gentleman by the name of Joseph Joubert said, it's better to debate a question without settling it than to settle a question without debating it. And we find ourselves in that mode today. And I'll give you an example. Obamacare. It was settled without debate. They want us to believe that these things are being debated. In fact, many legislation of our legislative acts by Congress and otherwise are supposedly debated. Yeah, so the latest budget was debated. They gave us 24 hours to look it over, right? And remember when Barack Obama said, you're going to have this much time to look over every bill. We never got that much time to look over any bill. And if you did, it didn't matter. Here, give you a year to look it over. We're still going to pass it. That's what Congress has essentially said. But I want to give you a little information about Joseph Joubert. He attended a religious college in a town in France called Toulouse, and he later taught in that city. And in 1778, he went to Paris, where he met D'Alembert, and Diderot, among others, and later became a friend of the diplomat, a guy by the name of Chateaubriand. Now, you think Chateaubriand is just a meat. But no, it's actually a French diplomat of the time. And he lived in Paris. I'm talking about Joubert. He lived in Paris and between the city and the country. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I think it gives you some perspective over this guy as a thinker. His background is in religion. As I said, he taught at the religious college in Toulouse. And then he lived in a city in the country. So this is a guy exposed to a lot. He reminds me quite honestly of my life. A kid who grew up in the country, raised religiously. I didn't train in religion. I lived vicariously through my brother's PhD in religion, but wasn't trained in it. But I understand it. Certainly am a Christian, a Christ follower, as they say. But Joubert published none of his work during his lifetime, and I wouldn't have either. If somebody hadn't prompted me to write a book, said, Kevin, you're never going to be a success in this thing because you got to write a book, and that's going to give you credibility. And I always thought, why does writing a book give me credibility? But I wrote a book. But Joubert wrote copious notes and letters and small notebooks and things like that about human existence, literature, and other topics, and what they call aphoristic style. So an aphorism is like power corrupts. And you might say, okay, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, that style that's sort of, I call it the yin and the yang. You know, like, one cannot stand the heat unless one understands the cold. You know what I mean? And I often joke about that type of style, but I want to get into this because I'm going to be talking about debate, and I want you to understand the importance of this with respect to how thinkers think. And Joubert is one of these guys that reminds me of myself. And he says this, it is better to debate a question without settling it than to settle a question without debating it. You get it? The aphoristic style I meant? And he's exactly right. Debate a question, don't settle it. You want to debate gun control? Fine, let's debate it. But don't settle it. But what the left wants to do is they want to settle the question of gun control with no debate. Look at how these guns kill people. They want to settle immigration without debate. These people are good people. They don't commit as many crimes as us. They contribute to society, blah, blah, blah. They want to give you all the reasons, and they don't want to be challenged. Because in challenging leftism, here's the deal. They never win. Leftists never have a sound argument. Yeah, Kevin just spoke in absolutes. What? Really? Yeah, I did. I spoke in absolutes. They don't have a sound argument. So we're going to use Joubert's aphoristic style in debating these guys because let me tell you something. Most of the people that are debating these issues on our behalf are not even going about it right. I had a long discussion with a protege of mine, and he wants to go on media. And I says, I told him, you're not ready for media. And he's like, Kevin, what do you mean? You know, so we were doing these mock debates. And I told him, boom, you just got crushed by Don Lemon. You just got crushed in your own argument. Because he takes the argument of the left of gun control. For example, they say guns kill people. Well, you're right. How can you argue against the idea that guns don't kill people? Guns do kill people. Guns kill innocent people. Now, debate it. Yeah? You can't deny it. Well, I mean, sure, guns kill innocent people, but I mean, guns do a lot better for other people. You know, I would tell people, I'd say, I mean, do you really want me to address the idea that guns kill innocent people? Sure they do. Sometimes those innocent people use those guns to kill themselves. Oh my gosh. Sometimes people use cars to kill themselves. Sometimes people use electricity to kill themselves. Should we block out electricity? Should we get rid of cars? Should we not build bridges? Because people tend to jump off of them. Maybe, you know, we should outlaw gravity while we're at it. Now, see, that's a debate. Now I've got the guy going, oh, great. Okay, if you really want to go in that direction, let's really take it to the hilt. And let's look at the statistics of who kills how many people and what. We're going to debate this thing because we're going to look at all the things. But you better be prepared for that type of an argument or you can ignore them. You can flatly ignore them. So me and this young man, his name is Joe Patrick, are going back and forth, and I'm explaining to him, unless you are willing to go on the turf of the other side, you can't win a debate. So a good example is gun control. I tell him all the time, it's a simple thing, and I'm training you right now, listening to me, on gun control, and we're going to get into debate techniques in a second. But on gun control, it's very simple. If somebody tells you they want to control your guns, you call them a racist. And they're, what are you talking about? You go, you don't like protecting black people. Guns free black people. Kept them free in the time of slavery. You obviously want black people to go back into slavery. Now, you may not believe that. You may not, you know, say, oh, Kevin, I don't think they want people to go back into slavery. Yet, first of all, you need to understand in the bigger picture, that's exactly what would happen, including you. You white folks, you'll go into slavery if you give up your guns. But who cares about that? That's the bigger picture. Let's keep us focused on the little picture. The way we're debating, the technique we're using is we're taking something that the left will use against us, which would be slavery and the lack of civil rights, and we're throwing it back in their faces. And whether or not you believe that taking guns away from people is going to put black people back into slavery or not is not the issue. The issue is you want to make them believe, in the end, that that view is against their own thinking. I don't care whether you believe that or not. I want you to say, well, you defend your own thinking. You want black people out of slavery, don't you? You don't want black people going back into slavery. Back in chains, as Joe Biden would say. So, why do you want to take their guns away? Because you don't even realize it. How much institutionalized racism you have. See how I crafted that in there? Institutional racism you have against black people. Because you want to take away their guns. And you want to put them back into chains. You are a pro-slavery, black-hating American. And see, you're the worst kind. Ooh-wee! Now I know why you're a Democrat now. You see how I did that? I put it all in there for them. Now, defend that. See, you get my point?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Those who cannot understand how to put their thoughts on ice should not enter into the heat of debate, said Nietzsche. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you want to reach us, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. We're talking debate. And the reason we're talking debate is because we're talking First Amendment rights. And I mentioned that the Tea Party community, teapartycommunity.org, is going to protect your First Amendment. Whether people tell you this, they say the Second Amendment protects the First Amendment. That's what they tell us. Guns are protecting us, our free speech. I say it's the opposite. I say your ability to wage a debate is what protects every other constitutional amendment. That's why it's the First Amendment. It says you can say whatever you want. Not that, you know, a bunch of old 200-year-old white guys should tell me, hey, Kevin, you can say whatever you want. God gave me a mouth. See, I figured that out without those white dudes. I did. I learned as a kid that I couldn't say curse words. But I learned when I got to be an adult that I could say whatever the heck I want. I could choose to use them or not use them. My parents no longer could say, you can't say that, son. They could say, it's not polite to say that in good company. You taught me that when I was 4. But I can dadgum say what I please. Say what the freak I want. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? I don't need people to tell me that. My mouth tells me that. My brain tells me that. But we want people to legislate us and tell us these things. Yeah. So anyway, I want to talk about debate techniques to some degree. And we've had a discussion about this before. And as we talk about these debate techniques, I want you to think about how they're being used against you by politicians. So here's a good one. Avoid giving all the information. This is this is almost the holy grail of politics. In 1908, the Lutheran minister by the name of Dr. Frank Nathan Daniel Buckman got into a squabble over money with the trustee committee of their hospice for young men in Philadelphia. And in an angry huff, Buckman resigned and he got on a boat for Europe. And he ended up at a large religious convention in Keswick, England, where he felt that he'd had this spiritual transformation. He felt moved to write letters of apology to all 6 of the trustees to whom he'd had a squabble with, humbly asking their forgiveness. Buckman said that none of them even bothered to answer his letters. Well, that's rather unkind of them, of those people, to not respond back to him, right? No wonder Buckman had a disagreement with them if they were really so haughty and so inconsiderate that they wouldn't even acknowledge a man's humble apology and request for forgiveness. But Buckman left out a little detail in the telling of the story. He didn't put any return address on the envelopes that he mailed back to Philadelphia. Now, how can someone issue you an apology if they don't know how to, accept your apology if they don't know how to write you back? But you get what I'm saying? That's how politicians work. They say, yeah, I issued an apology and he never said anything. Look at how bad they were. So people are like, whoa, look at those guys. I want you to ask yourself, how often have you, go back and think about something that you saw in the public eye and then see how it was framed out. Where does this story fit? How does that debate technique work? How does it, when you're talking about drawing up an emotion for something, what did you feel when I'm telling you the story that a guy writes six letters of apology and not a single one of those people bothered to respond back? Did you feel like maybe he was the guy in the right? Maybe he was the one who deserves sympathy? And as it turns out, he's a scoundrel. Because he did it in such a way that they couldn't respond back. And he could honestly tell you that they didn't. And he could tell that story anywhere, and it would be true on the surface, but at its core, it was duplicitous. That's politics. That's leftism. So here's another one. Confusion of correlation and causation. And this one is always, this is one Barack Obama used to the hilt. And as well as, I'm only going to go through three of these. I could write an entire book on debate techniques, and I may do it. I'm going to be teaching this is what we call these idea seminars. How to think differently about the news that you get. So simple and straightforward for correlation and causation is because two things tend to happen together doesn't prove that one thing causes the other. But the left and crooked politicians do this all the time. So people confuse association and causation or causation and coincidence. In other words, the rooster's crowing doesn't make the sun rise. Young women going to church and getting married doesn't cause them to get pregnant and have babies, even though there does seem to be a strong correlation between it. The real cause of women getting pregnant is something other than the priest or minister reciting these words. But if you were to use liberal logic, the act of getting married causes babies. You follow? And so this is the way the left will do. They will tell you that some policy is causing such and such without a single basis or true knowledge in going to the core. Let's just use, for example, violence in urban communities. Right? They don't want to go back and look at, well, maybe it's the lack of families. They'll talk about guns. Guns are the reason that there's violence in urban communities. We need to get rid of the guns. That'll change the violence. See, the violence in the urban communities is always associated with a gun, some sort of a weapon. And you go, yeah, but it really, that's the gun isn't really the cause of it. The cause of it is the breakdown of the family. But they're never going to mention that. They're going to associate the gun with it. Right now, the violence in schools is because of guns. It isn't because of bullying. It isn't because these kids are not really learning and they're frustrated because the schools aren't really teaching them the things that they need to learn. It's not the schools aren't giving them the tools. No, it's gun violence. Kids don't feel safe in schools because of guns. It isn't these leftist kids that are the worst on the planet. You want the worst kids on the planet? It isn't those little kids strapping suicide vests to each other. It's the kids that are creating generations of kids who are demoralized, who feel less than what they really are because of the way leftists allow the very kids that they tell you they're teaching tolerance to and, you know, understanding. These are the worst kids on the planet. These are the biggest bullies. They are I'm just telling you who they are. My producers are like, what? That's who these kids are. Ask the average parent what they're afraid of for their children, and you know what they would probably answer? Peer pressure. How they handle peer pressure. Really? Today's time? With all the different things that liberals talk about with schools, what they're going to do for these kids, and you're worried about peer pressure? Oh, well, let's solve the problem. What's the peer pressure on the shoes they wear, how my kid looks, how my kid talks, whatever. Really, we're still talking about race issues. We're still talking about teasing. We're talking about bullying. These are things that schools got rid of. Any fight policy, everybody's expelled. All the things that supposedly have evolved over the past 4 or 5 decades. And where are we? Are kids more better behaved in school or less better behaved? I'm asking the question. I know the answer. Are kids smarter? Do you believe kids are coming out of school smarter or dumber? Do you believe the kids are coming out of school when they go from grade to grade to grade that they're getting more, becoming more young men and young women, or are they becoming bigger babies? What's college supposed to be for people? College is supposed to be a rite of passage into manhood, into womanhood, whatever you want to call it. It's adulthood, right? It's supposed to be a rite of passage. Do you feel that kids are having this rite of passage? These are simple questions. So, when we're talking about correlation, causation, leftists are never going to go back and look at the real cause. They're going to associate guns with everything. You got an unsafe neighborhood, guns. An unsafe school, guns. So anybody gets shot, no matter what happened, ask yourself, somebody gets shot in Chicago, they go, man, those stupid guns. No, hey, how about let's find out, was there a beef between the two? Were they fighting over a woman? Were they fighting over money? What were they? No, I don't need to know that. All I need to know is there's a gun involved, because guns cause crime. Every time a crime is committed, there's generally a gun involved, so the correlation and causation has to fit, right? You understand where I'm going? This is one of the biggest debate techniques that the left uses, and we don't even challenge them. We understand where the real correlation and causation exists, and I say it all the time on TV. It exists in leftism. It's an easy way to sum things up. I debated the other day. I told you guys about this, talking about giving away $500 of free money. And so for left, the thing that's going to be making this successful is people are getting this free money, and it's allowing them to do the little extra things that they couldn't get done before. And I said, what, buy more lottery tickets, liquor, or cigarettes? Because the free money we give them now, that's what they use it for. Short break.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't like Colin Powell, but he did say this. He said, great leaders are always, almost always great simplifiers who cut through an argument or debate, and they offer a solution that everybody can understand. That's paraphrasing him, but that's essentially what he said. And I will say this, and a little self-congratulatory. But I was with Justice Clarence Thomas a few years back, and we were having a discussion about who's more important. I said, Justice Thomas, you're important. You know, an idol of mine for multiple reasons. and we were looking at his library law books, and I said, you know, you're changing law in those books. And he looked at me and he says, Kevin, he goes, you're changing law. He goes, you have an uncanny ability to shrink down an argument into a morsel that's understandable for everybody. And he goes, you're one of the best people at doing that. He may have even said I was the best. I honestly don't remember. I was so caught up in he had me at hello. You know what I'm saying? But that was the deal. He said to me, you synthesize everything I put in these books down to the most elegant little morsel that people get. And he goes, that's important. That's power. I remember being asked one time as a kid, you know, I said, Kevin, you get three wishes. And I would say, I wish that I could persuade people to do anything I want. And they looked at me and went, and I said, I don't need the other two wishes. And people went, that's slick. That's brilliant. I mean, I don't know how old I was. I was in my teens because I had fallen for it earlier. I'd be like, well, I want to have like a lot of money and then I want to be able to like get the pretty girl, you know, and I would make my three wishes. And my older brother who taught me how to think asked me one time and I gave him that answer and he looked at me like, you're getting it, you little turd. I was like, yeah, baby. See, because if I can persuade you to do anything, if I talk to a billionaire, I can persuade him to bankroll me, to finance me, to do something or whatever. So why do I need the money? You know, if I want to get the girl, I can convince her, hey, I'm a pretty nice guy. You know, okay, great. Kevin, you're a great guy. So my point is, all my wishes would come through if I have the ability to persuade. Now, it could be used for devious means, and I'm happy to say I've not used my powers of, you know, my superpower for the wrong reasons. I believe in the things that I do. I believe in you. I believe in America, the projects we launch that people fund. That money goes there. I would love to tell you, oh, I wouldn't love to tell you, but it would be nice if Kevin Kev was getting rich, but I'm not getting rich doing this. Not at all. Not by a long shot. See, when you go out and you just work for the man, you take your money. You do your job, you take your money, you put it in the bank. I get job offers all the time. Hey, Kevin, come work in IT, you can do this, that, and the other, become part of the management team. And it's tempting, you know, because it's a fat salary, and I'm pretty, you know, I was very good at IT, management consulting. It's easy to go into that and say, particularly taking what I know now and having access to big people and go and do this stuff, but I don't. Because I appreciate what we have to do here. I understand the goal. Barbara Jordan was a woman that my grandparents doted on. Strong black woman. You know, just an amazing woman. I don't understand how she was a Democrat. But she says it's reason, not passion, which must guide our deliberations and guide our debate and guide our decisions. And we have left the logical part of debate out, and we are now ruled by passion. You know, the left wants you to believe kids out there right now are passionate about the gun control debate. They're not. Less than 10% of those people that rallied for gun control were kids. I'm talking about high school kids. And what about the other side of that debate? The kids who wanted to go against the gun control freaks and nuts and say, we are pro-gun. How many of those kids didn't get out of school and had to watch as their peers, a very small minority of their peers who really wanted the gun control? You know, does that even discussed? Did you ever hear CNN say, well, there were many kids that did protest on behalf of gun control, but there were lots that didn't? No, you got one-sided debate. We no longer debate things bilaterally. It's a unilateral debate with the left, and they understand. They want to do that. They want to avoid giving you all the information. They tell you how many people are killed by guns, but they don't tell you how many people are protected by guns, right? You get what I'm saying? So when you're talking about debate, they say that the left, in my opinion, deny your debate. They don't want a debate. They want one-sided discussion. And as long as you're part of that, you're good to go. So I gave you a couple of techniques that these people use. They don't give you all the information. I just gave you an example of what they didn't tell you. How many kids didn't support this debate? How many kids did counter debates that were pro-gun? Right? How many people were against it to in any way, shape, or form. They didn't tell you that. Oh, there were, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who marched in D.C. on it. Yeah, because they wanted a free day to do something. But there were probably millions of people who didn't. I talked about one of the techniques where they one and I we you know and again we're I'm going to go through one more technique on debate, but they the one of the things that the left will tell you about immigration is, oh, there's millions of immigrants. There's no way we can track them all down. There's over 11 million immigrants. How are we going to track them down and deport them? But there's 300 million guns with roughly 100 million people who own them, and they say, we can track those down. You understand? It's fun watching them when you say to them, how can you do one thing? You propose to do one thing when you don't want the other. And in many of these debates that we're currently having, if we were to have a debate, watch how these people spin on themselves. They spiral in on their own debate. Their own debates lose water when you only ask them questions of what they have said of other issues. You don't even have to challenge. In other words, you don't have to confront them with what you think. To me, that's the secret to defeating them. And we have to get better at that. So I talked about not giving all the information. I talked about confusion of correlation and causation. The idea that, you know, the rooster crows and therefore the sun rises. So without the rooster crowing, the sun's not going to rise, right? Well, it does. Because there's something very different than that causing the sun to rise. The reason why the schools get shot up isn't because of the gun. In other words, but to hear the leftists say it, that's the reason that the schools get shot up. And that's the reason why communities get shot up. And they relate poverty and all these things to things that are completely unrelated, and they never want to get to the science of it. Why is the sun rising when the rooster crows? There's a science to it, an undeniable science as to why that occurs. And it's involving the earth and its rotation and the suns, and that science can be applied to every single thing that we're talking about that's plaguing society. Schools would easily not get shot up if you took leftism out. For the time being, if we put a school resource officer there, you would get rid of school shootings almost completely. And then if you address the real issues, that of family, you could get rid of all of the issues, the truancy, the bad behaviors, etc. Why would they not want to improve that? Why would we not want to look at academia as a whole and address these issues? Anyway, there's another technique. It's called the either-or technique, bifurcation, the excluded middle. Present the audience with only an extreme, an either-or, black or white choices, admitting to no gray areas in between. Consider only the two extremes in a range of possibilities and make the other side look worse than what it really is. Carl Sagan called it the excluded middle. Guns kill people. Without guns, there are no deaths by guns. Hard to argue that one, right? Either you're for killing people or you're for not killing people. Really? There's not in between. I can't be for killing people who do things wrong or killing people in the commits of committing a crime. So you get what I'm saying? No gray area, no middle ground. People must die. Gun control means we save lives. Because the choices are killing people or not killing people, right? You know how people do that? They'll go, your choice, Kevin Jackson, if you want to argue for guns, is you either want to kill people or you don't, right? No, not right. So we have all these techniques that the left uses. When I tell you that debate and the science of how this stuff is presented is to the point of fine, it is so highly focused, it's ridiculous. There are people that know how to do this. They're the Dr. Phils of politics. And they center this thing, these ideas in there, and they execute to precision. To where Democrats are great. And we have to pick these things apart. You have to understand them to pick them apart. And you've got to be able to say these things to your kids and understand how to debate them so that we win these arguments. Because we win on facts.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.